It's referred to as the first town in the country's first state, that first state being the first one to ratify the Constitution of the United States. In a moment, I'll take you to that place and tell you what happened to that first settlement. It's next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Along the coast of Delaware, you'll find a site that remembers the first European colony in this region of the country.
That was the Swanendael colony that arrived here in 1631 from the Dutch city of Hoorn. And they were part of the Dutch West India Company and were here to establish a trading colony, essentially. They were going to try to hunt whales off our coast and establish some fur trade as well.
But as Devin Felicicchia at the Swanendael Museum in Lewis, Delaware explains, that initial colony was short-lived.
They unfortunately had some conflicts with the local indigenous tribes in this area, and there were some cultural differences between the Dutch settlers and the Sicanese, which unfortunately led to the whole Dutch colony being destroyed after only a year here.
The Dutch West India Company held land from New York to the southern coast of today's Delaware. Representatives of the company were scheduled to come here in 1632 to check on the new site.
The gentleman who was supposed to come down here was a man named David Peterson DeVry. And so DeVry comes down here, see what's going on with the new colony, and he's the one that finds them gone. He's the one that finds it destroyed.
The Dutch held on to the land, but abandoned the idea of another settlement. In the 1660s, they were finally ready to try again. This time with a place known as the Plaukoi Colony.
But Plaukoi was totally different. It was supposed to be a utopian colony, this time with men, women, and children coming over from the Netherlands to establish a very peaceful community, which they did successfully for a few years.
Over time, the Dutch lost control of the area to the British. The Swanendael Museum here tells the story of that first settlement. That's why this town is referred to as the first town in the country's first state. Traveling the countryside in Lewis, Delaware, I'm Andrew McRae.